Ghosts of famous people. When some people claim to have seen ghosts, most of the time they have no idea who these people were in life. Paranormal events are only 10% unexplainable, if that. Most of the time they are just misunderstood events or hoaxes, but there is that small percentage of times when what is being seen just cannot be explained by any rational method. An example of this are the reports of shadow people. This is where a dark shadow, which may or may not look like a human shape, is seen drifting through a room. Most of the time it can be traced to outside lights, but there are cases where a room had everything covered and no light can get in, and the room is extremely dark and it is nighttime, and yet an even darker shadow can be seen traveling through the room. This is only an example of something unexplained. But I really want to talk about people who have reported seeing ghosts of famous people. First, let me say there is a theory which states when some spirits stay for a time on Earth and exist with us, but most of us don't know it. This is not necessarily my opinion, I am just citing what some others say. There is a hotel in Hollywood which has had many celebrity ghost sightings. It is the Roosevelt Hotel. In life she did commercials there and stayed in one of the rooms quite a few times. I am talking about Marilyn Monroe, the beauty queen who died mysteriously and who was the former girlfriend of President Kennedy. It is said there is a full-length mirror which some people have seen Marilyn Monroe in. It is even more complicated than that, because some witnesses claim Marilyn Monroe spoke to them from the mirror. One very famous ghost is John Lennon. What makes his sightings so unusual is he has been seen in many different places and different countries. Some of the people who have seen his ghost are famous themselves, such as Paul McCartney and Liam Gallagher from the band Oasis. Many people have seen his ghost in the Dakota A building in New York where he lived. Psychics have held seances and have claimed to be able to talk to him. One of my favorite ghost sightings is Lon Chaney. Both Lon Chaney and his son Lon Chaney Jr. starred in many horror movies and even played ghosts, among other things. Chaney was in many silent movies playing monsters. It is said, appropriately enough, his spirit is haunting a soundstage at Universal Studios in Hollywood. He has been sighted running on the catwalk. There have also been reports of film crews hearing footsteps when no one was there. It just so happens this is the stage which was used when Chaney played the Phantom of the Opera. Amy Winehouse was an English singer and songwriter. Unfortunately, she died of alcohol poisoning in 2011 at the tender age of 27 years old. So many famous people in the music industry died at 27 years old, it is now said they belong to the 27 Club. One man who was a friend of hers moved out of his home because he said she was haunting it. Jim Morrison is another member of the 27 Club. In case you don't know who he was the lead singer of The Doors. He was found dead in a bathtub in Paris in 1971. It is believed he died from an overdose. His ghost has been seen many times in Los Angeles in the bathroom of the Mexican restaurant Ybarra. You may say, what could the connection between Morrison and this restaurant be? Actually, there is a strong connection, because the location of the restaurant is where his recording studio once stood. His ghost was also said to have been photographed by his grave in France. Sometimes it turns out there is more than one spirit being reported at the same location, and the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood is a place where there is said to be several famous ghosts. Besides Marilyn Monroe, the ghost of Montgomery Clift, a famous actor who died in 1966, has been seen many times in the hotel. It is said his favorite place to hang out now is in room 928. It is said the room is always cold. The phone is found off the hook many times, and there are all sorts of noises coming from the room when it is empty. When we talk about the White House, it is almost as famous for ghosts as it is as the home of the president. There is a bunch of famous ghosts which have been reported by witnesses to be haunting the place. Abraham Lincoln was seen by some people who were famous themselves. When Winston Churchill stayed at the White House, he said he saw the ghost of Lincoln, and so did Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands. Other ghosts have been reported taking up residence there, such as Dolly Madison, Andrew Jackson, Abigail Adams, and the ghost of Ronald Reagan was reported as being seen by Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton supposedly saw the ghost of Richard Nixon. There is one indisputable thing about England, and it is there are probably more ghost sightings there than anywhere else. There are witnesses who claim to have seen the ghost of Henry VIII going through the halls of Windsor Castle and dragging his bad leg. He apparently is not alone, because the ghost of Anne Boleyn, one of his wives, has also been reported there. If her spirit is really there, she must be very angry since Henry had her beheaded. At one time, Superman was one of the biggest shows on television. Many may not remember that, since this was a long time ago, but the star of the show was a man named George Reeves. All the kids at the time knew him, and so did the adults. When his body was found, he had a bullet wound to the head. The police said it was suicide, but some believed he was murdered. It is claimed ever since his death, the bedroom where he was found has been haunted. People claim they consistently hear the sound of someone crying coming from that room. There have also been reports of an eerie show of a man in a cape. There have been reports of so many ghosts of famous people you could fill a book with them.